This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation lasts only about 15 minutes when the witness, Attorney General Bill Barr, is a no-show. Barr refusing to testify because of a dispute with Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. The chairman, Democrat Jerry Nadler, said this was the reason the AG was a no-show.
He objects to the prospect of answering questions by staff counsel and to the possibility that we may go into executive session to discuss certain sensitive topics.
The Justice Department called the requirement that staff lawyers question Barr inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. A Louisiana man accused of burning three churches will be in court today. 21-year-old Holden Matthews arrested for allegedly burning the three black churches in late March and early April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Today's the National Day of Prayer, but President Trump and First Lady Melania hosted an event last night at the White House to mark it, over 100 faith leaders joining them for dinner.
We're proudly joined by leaders representing many of the world's great faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus. Tonight we break bread together, united by our love of God, and we renew our resolve to protect the sacred freedom of religion.
The number of sexual assaults in the U.S. military rising. A new Pentagon survey shows the number of sexual assaults went up last year to over 20,000, the highest in 5 years. Those new figures are from a Pentagon survey conducted every 2 years, estimating the rate of sexual assaults in the military. The survey finds that female service members between the ages of 17 and 24 are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
What had been the Kentucky Derby favorite horse is not going to be running in Saturday's race now. Omaha Beach is being scratched from the 145th running of the event at Churchill Downs after his trainer said Omaha Beach began coughing recently and they've decided it's best to scratch him from the big race. Game Winner, trained by Bob Baffert, is now the favorite to win the Run for the Roses. U.S. House Democrats are looking to approve a bill today that would keep the U.S. in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. In 2017, President Trump announced he would pull the U.S. out of the accord as soon as possible, which would be November of this year. The agreement, signed by almost all of the rest of the world, does aim to reduce carbon emissions in an effort to slow the effects of climate change. Yesterday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the Climate Action Now Act is a first step to get Congress off the sidelines when it comes to beating the challenges posed by climate change. And the popularity of e-scooters is causing a rise in head injuries. A new report from the CDC says there's been a surge in emergency room visits for fractures and dislocations and head trauma ever since electric scooters have become widespread. The study determines that many e-scooter injuries could have been prevented if riders would wear helmets and were more careful around other motor vehicles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The way we roll, America, and thank you for rolling with us, because if this is a government of four by we the people, it means that, hey, everybody's got to man their own oars, as Lou Euler would say, and freedom comes with responsibility, and are you ready to step up? You just cannot put your heels on the desk and think that all is well because the elites are happy to take over. And this is what we're seeing happening across our country today. It is time that we return to our rightful lane and our rightful position in this government, a government of for, by, we the people, which commands us to stay engaged. With us right now, the former congressman, John Laboutier, is with us. He also the co-host of the Revolution podcast. John, good to have you with us. And by the way, congratulations to you and Arlene on the podcast. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning. Great to hear your wonderful voice after
you're very kind.
A little bit too long, I think.
Yeah, it has been. And we've needed your perspective, especially in light of, this recent Mueller report. I know that you guys have been on top of this. And it's all out there. The Democrats, they're now even refusing, John, amazing, after all the whining and everything about getting an unredacted version of the report. They're saying, hey, we don't even want to read it anymore, even though it was all pretty much, you had about less than 2% was redacted in the report. I thought that, at least from my perspective, that A.G. Barr was, very generous and considerate of, the population, all the exposure, the conversation of this report, to go, I think, beyond the call of duty to, be as transparent as he possibly could be with this.
Well, I think the reason the Democrats are chafing over the redaction thing is that what he's offered is you can come read the unredacted report, but you can't take notes. You can't take the report out of the room. You have to go over to the Justice Department and look at it. And you can't take notes, and you won't get a full copy of the unredacted one other than just reading it. And the Democrats, I think their argument is, no, that's not the way it works. We are entitled to the full unredacted report for all members, not just the ones who go over. And that's this type of fight is very normal. Mm-hmm. And often it is negotiated. So Barr offered it. I think two members of the House have seen it unredacted. But the leadership of the House says we want all of them to be able to have it. So they're going to negotiate it eventually. And
are they legally entitled, John?
don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, normally you get these things over time. Mm-hmm. And they will. The fact that some of them have seen it, and the Gang of Eight was going to be briefed on it, you know, ultimately, so why does one member of Congress get it and not another member?
I
think that that's not the biggest fight that they're having. They're having a bigger fight yesterday over, you know, Barr's spinning of the report and whether they're going to block people like Don McGahn, the former White House counsel, from coming up to the Hill and testifying. He's featured heavily in the Mueller report, and he's no longer in the White House. And he did talk, I think it was 30 hours.
Exactly.
For the Mueller team. Mm-hmm. No executive privilege was ever invoked to stop him from talking. And now there's talk that they will use the White House will use executive privilege to keep him from talking in Congress. And that is the kind of thing that's going to send Congress up the wall. Mm-hmm. Why can he talk to Mueller but not to us? So.
Well, and all roads seem to be leading in one direction here, John, which is, increasingly disconcerting. And, you know, I don't think we should be surprised. I mean, the Democrats have been yelling from day one. They want Donald Trump impeached.
Well, the grassroots want him impeached. The leadership is too smart to bite on that. Nancy Pelosi said it, remember, a couple months ago, before the Mueller report was done. She said, we're not going to do impeachment. He's not worth it, which was her disdainful way of basically saying, what is the point of impeaching him in the House? They have the votes today to impeach him in the House,
right?
But he's not going to be removed in a Republican Senate. So what is the point of it? And especially a year and a half before an election, let the voters do it.
Exactly.
And I think that's where we're headed.
And the voters, according to the polling, the majority of voters say, look, this thing's over. Let's move on. Let's get about the people's business. And I think that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer wanted to demonstrate to everybody. And I think Donald Trump gave them a door opener there in talking about infrastructure to demonstrate that, they can legislate and shine a different light on their leadership.
Correct. Well, they're doing that. I think you're right. And what they're going to do, though, they can play both games at the same time a little bit. They can have some hearings with some witnesses. They're definitely going to get Mueller up there in May, I'm sure.
Right.
And keep news coming out that's not favorable to Trump. I mean, nothing in this Mueller report is favorable to Trump. It's a bad look. But they get more and more of it out over the summer if they can. That hurts him a little bit on the margins politically as we head into 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And a year from today, we're not going to be talking about the Mueller report. We're going to be talking about the Democratic race and who they are about to pick or have picked. And can that person defeat Trump? And the Mueller report will be ancient history, but the damage may not be. Mm-hmm. Because Trump's negatives are extraordinarily high. The number of voters who said they won't ever vote for him is extraordinarily high. My big criticism politically of Trump is all of that, that he's made no effort to add on to his base of support. And all other presidents of both parties and elected officials are always playing the game, Bill, of addition, adding on more voters to the ones they already have.
Yeah. John, has it not been an uphill battle for this president with all the negative press? And I mean, I agree with you in part that, you know, Donald Trump hasn't helped himself on occasion. And as you say, there are parts of the Mueller report that are concerning. I think it gets a little extreme when Hirono, you know, the senator from Hawaii, shows no aloha and no civility. But you're used to this stuff. I don't know that it was that bad when you were there on the Hill. But, man, it has gotten extreme. I mean, the lack of civility and decorum from elected officials. Well, this is a bad example. I think we're heading down a rather ugly road and, giving a poor example to the next generation here.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's new, Bill. It may be worse today, but it's always been pretty toxic.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's no question that it has intensified. But, you know, what has got to happen? I mean, something's going to explode here. I think this is where we're heading, and maybe it's just due process, and we'll get through it, and, you know, then clean up all the messes and maybe realize that all the fussing, I mean, it's okay to have some dynamic tension, but to get to the point where we're so, uncivil and abandoning all decorum, I don't think that's win-win for all concerned. More from John Laboutier after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. John LeBoutinet continues with us, former congressman, co-host of the Revolution podcast with the one and only Arlene Bynum. They do an outstanding job. Of course, they have been focused, just like all of us, on the Mueller report and, of course, the follow-up. And, John, you know, having been there, done it, bought the T-shirt, I think you still have T-shirts to give away, don't you, from your experience there in Congress, with all the whip marks and, you know, the tire marks to prove that you were there as you get ran over and thrown under the bus from time to time. I think it just goes with the territory. You know, John, as you and I were talking about off the air here, is what concerns me, is what the Democrats have put into motion. I've been saying to our audience, it reminds me a little bit, if you remember the hunt for Red October, when they were having that, submarine missile fight going on between the Russians and the Americans. And, there was that scene where, the Russian commander says, hey, look at, take the fuse off the torpedo and send it out. And of course it misses its intended target and it comes back on them and blows them out of the water. I just think that what the Democrats have started here in putting this kind of energy, and discourse into the debate, they have set off some missiles that, with this crossfire hurricane and everything that's going on, that this could boomerang on them.
Well, I think it is going to boomerang, but I actually think both in Hunt for Red October, you're so right. The Russian sub chasing down Sean Connery's Red October. Mm-hmm. The guy sends out the torpedo, comes back, and just before it implodes on his own sub, and his executive officer says, "You fool, you've killed us all."
Right.
And I think both parties, we are witnessing both of our political parties committing mutual suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Democrats did it with Obamacare, and they're really not a functioning national political party other than in opposition to Trump. But there's nothing that's the Democrat. Well, if I ask anybody, what do the Democrats stand for? There's nothing.
Exactly.
It's gone.
Right.
And I think the Republicans are in the process of killing themselves too, because there's nothing they really stand for. And it's just watching something politically, mm-hmm. or where I thought we're headed. I don't know about 2020, but maybe 2024. We're headed, Bill, towards electing an independent president of mm-hmm. neither party. The disgust with both parties is growing to the point where someone will come along, not Howard Schultz, it's got to be a political person
mm-hmm.
who says, you know, these two parties are the reason this country's in trouble. And if you want to fix the country, you got to elect an outside person like me who knows what to do.
Right.
And I think we're headed there.
Well, I think there's some credence here in having somebody with some business background. You know, John, we've been saying on the show that, you know, when you think about, the incredible responsibility of becoming the chief executive officer of this country, the president of the United States, I mean, you don't go to school for this. I mean, this is like on-the-job training, day one. I mean, I don't care if you're a senator, if you're a congressman, maybe if you're a governor, you might get a little bit of training here. But, I mean, to be the leader, the president of the United States, this is like on-the-job training, is it not? Or am I being naive about this?
Well, no. I mean, this has been talked about for 100, 200 years, is what is the right training to be president?
Mm-hmm.
And there is no answer to it, you know. You could take a guy like Reagan, who had not spent one day in the federal government, obviously two terms as governor of our biggest state, and you add on the fact that he was the oldest president, which I think was an asset to him,
mm-hmm.
because he'd lived life in Hollywood, radio, and then politics. He'd lost, he'd won, he'd been divorced, he'd had his heart broken. My point is he'd been to the vicissitudes of life, and that
right.
set his temperament up to be the right temperament for this very difficult job. And then having been the chief executive of California, he knew how to delegate, how to surround himself with the staff. He had a great staff.
Yes.
That's when I was in Congress, when he had Baker, Meese, and Deaver sort of all dividing up the chief of staff job, sort of, and doing Reagan's bidding. It was really a well-run. It worked great.
Yeah.
It was just perfect. Reagan had the right temperament, the right message. The public was ready for it. He was the right man at the right time. And I don't know every time whether the right person gets there or not, whether they can adapt to it, and whether they know. Now, Trump's problem, he's a business guy, and he's had a pro-business administration, and that stuff has worked. And that's the good stuff. But his constant tension and fighting has not helped. He hasn't gotten through a Republican Congress. He basically got nothing done in 2 years. He could have gotten a lot done. Could have done the infrastructure that he ran on. He didn't do health. He couldn't get health care. He didn't do anything on immigration in the first
two years. But for one vote, health care.
But the one vote, actually it was three, because he also had Murkowski and Collins voted against him. But the McCain one went back to that horrible comment in the summer of 2015 when he said of McCain, oh, my heroes are the ones who weren't captured.
Right.
The Trump says a lot of bad stuff about people.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's the worst one he ever said.
Yeah.
POWs, to say your heroes are the ones who don't get captured.
Right.
It's just incredible. You know?
Well, yeah. And the thing
all
is,
all he has to do is apologize for it.
Right.
He never does.
Yeah.
And woo John McCain. And he might have gotten John McCain to approve of the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Anyway. We can nitpick all of it, but it was good and bad with each of these people.
Well, and here we are. I mean, we've got 18 months left. Chances are, I mean, James Carville is saying, Trump is assured of another 4 years. I'm one, I don't believe it until I see it, because a lot can happen in 18 months. But there's a lot of wind to this president's back in terms of the economy. I mean, you say he hasn't done anything, but, look at the GDP level. I mean, according to Obama and his team of geniuses, they said we'd never get above 1.8. That was the new expected normal for our country. Thank God, Trump and the rest of America didn't buy into that. I think that if we had just a little bit of cooperation, John, I think we'd be hitting fours and fives GDP, and we could be doing something. But with the lack of cooperation, and as you know, I mean, the tough part about D.C. is you still got to negotiate. You got to have alliances. You got to be friendly about it. And this was, the charm of Ronald Reagan. I mean, the charm of Bill Clinton, for that matter. I mean, and even Barack Obama, if the truth be known, although, there was times where he was intransigent and didn't want to, compromise in things that I thought, gosh, he just could have done incredible, extraordinary things. If he'd have been, a little bit more amenable, and instead of so mean-spirited, with the attitude, elections have consequences, so shut up and take your seat in the back of the bus, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you. I agree. I see so many missed opportunities on both sides, especially in the first 2 years of a new presidency when you have Clinton had it, Obama had it, and Trump had his own party running the House, Senate, and his White House.
Yeah.
That's when you got to make hay. And
exactly.
Don't do it. It's on you for not getting it done.
Well, and that's the loss, unfortunately. I think that it took a while, even for Republicans, his own party, to really understand why he won and what it was all about. I think that they may have been, over-prejudiced by the media perspective that, Trump was a clown. He was undeserving. He should not have gotten, the presidency. And it's taken them a while, but they're starting to line up. But, man, I'll tell you, the odds are against them. I agree with you. John Labudile on Bill Martinez Live. John, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. All the best to you, buddy. You got it.
Okay.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. Contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation lasts only about 15 minutes when the witness, Attorney General Bill Barr, is a no-show. Barr refusing to testify because of a dispute with Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. The chairman, Democrat Jerry Nadler, said this was the reason the AG was a no-show.
He objects to the prospect of answering questions by staff counsel and to the possibility that we may go into executive session to discuss certain sensitive topics.
The Justice Department called the requirement that staff lawyers question Barr inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. A Louisiana man accused of burning three churches will be in court today. 21-year-old Holden Matthews arrested for allegedly burning the three black churches in late March and early April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, we've got somebody here real special to talk with. Legendary Olympic sprinter Michael Johnson is going to be joining us here in just a few seconds. A little bit of his career. When you hear Michael Johnson, you may remember it was he that won 4 Olympic gold medals and 8 World Championship gold medals. He's generally considered one of the greatest and most consistent sprinters in the history of track and field. So when you consider his legendary feats of really not that long ago, because I'm a little bit older than Michael, so anything that happens, you know, within recent years, it's really not that long ago, you know. So, but it's hard to associate Michael Johnson with a stroke. But the fact of the matter is, a stroke can happen to anyone, even a 4-time Olympic gold medalist. He is here to talk about his experience, and also joining Michael is Dr. Carolyn Brockington. She is an American Stroke Association volunteer. She's going to discuss the steps to prevent a second stroke and how to spot the warning signs fast. Face drooping, I should say, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. Michael and Dr. Brockington, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, Michael, tell us your stroke story, if you would, please.
Yeah, it was August 30th, this last year. I was had just finished a workout, nothing out of the ordinary, just a high-intensity workout for about 30 minutes. And after I finished the workout, I started experiencing some weakness in my left leg and trouble walking and tingling in my left arm, which was just a very odd and strange sensation. Mm. So that continued for a few minutes, and ultimately I made the decision to go to the emergency room, and that was absolutely the right decision. I wasn't experiencing any pain or any significant discomfort, just a very strange sensation that was unfamiliar to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought something's wrong. I should go to the emergency room, and I did. And sure enough, I was ultimately deemed to have suffered a stroke.
Michael, was there anything, any indication before then that you had approximating anything like this?
No, not at all. In fact, it was just a normal day, and as I said, I just completed a workout, and throughout the entire 30 minutes that I was training, everything was normal. And then just all of a sudden, a couple of minutes after I had finished, was when I just suddenly started experiencing these strange sensations of weakness in my left leg and numbness and tingling in my arm.
Yeah. Dr. Brockington, what do our listeners need to know about strokes?
Well, we need to know that stroke is an emergency, and that the symptoms and the story that Michael describes is pretty classic, that the symptoms from stroke are not going to occur over months to years. They're going to occur over seconds to minutes. And the reason is stroke actually is an injury to the brain, and the injury results from not enough blood getting to the brain in a period of time. So right away, when the blood doesn't get to the brain, the symptoms begin. And the reason why it's important to go to the hospital right away is that, you know, the one problem with the brain is it doesn't grow back, right? You cut your skin grows back, you injure the brain, it doesn't. So every moment, every minute, every second that the brain's not getting enough blood flow, potentially you can have irreversible injury to the brain. So it's very important to recognize the signs and symptoms in addition to going to the hospital right away, which is what he did.
Well, Michael, fortunately for you as an athlete, you were well aware of your body and realizing what you were experiencing was extraordinary, right?
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, and I know that Dr. Brockington will speak on this, and Dr. Tate, when, you know, we sort of now try to self-diagnose, and one of the first things my wife and I did was Google search, you know, the symptoms that I was experiencing. And shockingly, you know, I found an entry that said, you know, it's sometimes normal to experience a tingling sensation on your left side after a hard workout. And that couldn't be further from the truth. I've been working out all my life, and I've never experienced that. So that would be, you know, the absolute wrong thing to do, and to take that as a true diagnosis of the issue. So I ignored that and went on to the emergency room because, yeah, you know, as I said before, I wasn't experiencing any significant pain or discomfort, and it was shocking to me because if you had asked me before I had had the stroke, if I would know if I was having a stroke, I would have thought, yeah, I would absolutely know that something is wrong, and I would, you know, feel the emergency of the situation, but I didn't. So I think that's an important lesson.
Exactly.
I am very in tune to my body, and I think, you know, many people aren't, and I could see how, you know, many people would just say, I'll just try to sleep this off. I think I'll feel better tomorrow. Wow. I just had a hard workout, and that would be the wrong thing to do. And I was very fortunate to make the decision to actually go to the emergency room.
Well, Dr. Brockington, it's one thing to have a stroke, but what do you do to prevent a second stroke?
Well, the very important thing to know is that we believe that up to 80% of strokes can be prevented. And how that is that you have to identify what your own personal risk factor is, meaning we know a lot of medical conditions increase someone's risk of stroke. So, for instance, high blood pressure or hypertension is the number one reason why people have strokes. Diabetes is also another medical condition that increases risk of stroke. Heart disease, smoking, inactivity, family history. So this is really a time to sit down and speak with your doctor, partner with your doctor. What are your risk factors? What can be modified? What can be controlled? Because prevention is key, right? It's easier to deal with something before it happens rather than after. So in terms of stroke prevention, it's very important to identify your own personal risk factors and modify them appropriately, which may mean diet, exercise, and sometimes medication is important in order to control the risk factors long term. But just in regards to stroke, Michael did the right thing in terms of going to the hospital right away. We know that people can have many different symptoms in regards to stroke, but we say in stroke treatment, time is brain. And so we want people to act fast.
Right.
So if you think of the word fast, F-A-S-T, F is for face. If someone's face or your face starts drooping right away, that may be a sign of stroke. You need to go to the hospital right away. A is for arms. If you can't outstretch your arms or you can't move your legs, that might be a problem. S is for speech, right? If suddenly your speech becomes garbled or you can't say the words you want to say or you don't understand what people are saying to you, that might be a problem. You have to go to the hospital. And then T is for time. Don't Google, right? call 911 right away. You really need to tell the emergency, the ambulance, that you're having a stroke because they will take you to the hospital with the closest stroke center, which is a place that has a team specialized to diagnose stroke and treat the stroke rapidly. So FAST, FAST.
It's a great acronym. What about warning signs?
The warning signs are, you don't typically have a warning sign with stroke. So the story that Michael told is classic, that suddenly you're doing something and all of a sudden, boom, you have left-sided weakness or you can't move an arm, you can't move a leg. And the reason is, as we described earlier, that if the brain doesn't get enough blood flow, suddenly the symptoms begin. So many times there isn't a warning sign, but once you do develop the symptoms, you realize something is going on with the brain. And the treatment we have now is very, very effective, but it has to be done during a very short time window. So there's not a lot of time to think about it. You can't go to sleep. You can't sort of go to your doctor later on. You have to come to the hospital right away because the people who come in and get treated right away do very well in terms of recovery.
Exactly. Michael, speaking of recovery, how's your recovery coming?
I'm fully recovered. I was fortunate to make a full and relatively quick recovery, but it took me going back into sort of the same sort of mindset and training every day, waking up every day as I did when I was training for the Olympics to just really focus on my rehab and getting back to the lifestyle that I had before. So I was fortunate to be able to do that. And now I, you know, continue to, you know, keep the risk factors at bay by, you know, continuing to you know, have a nutritious diet and balanced diet and keep weight down, which I've always done, and continue to be active. And work closely with my doctor and take an aspirin every day. I have I'm on a cholesterol medication and high blood pressure medication as well. But I think the most important thing is just continuing to understand the risk factors and minimize those and work closely with your doctor.
Well, Michael, thank God you're back to recovery. You're back on the starting line. I know you probably felt like you were starting at a disadvantage there for a while, but all the hard work is paying off, and congratulations, and thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Brockington, I'm going to give you the final word. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes, for more information, you can go to strokeassociation.org/strokemonth.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're going to be talking about Tim Tebow's Run the Race, which comes to your home this May. And we're excited to be talking about it once again. As you'll recall, back in February, we discussed at length the movie brought to you by Tim Tebow, Run the Race, with Chris Dowling, the director and co-writer. And this time around, we've got Jake McIntyre with us, producer and the co-writer of the movie. So, Jake, what happened first? Was it the Tebow brothers or the concept of the story? Because it seems like it was so ready-made for the Tebow brothers to be involved.
Oh, my goodness, Bill. It truly was a godsend. So I started writing this and created it back in 2004 at Dallas Baptist University and, mm-hmm. you know, tried to get it off the ground for years. And finally in 2013, it got in the hands of Robbie Tebow, who showed it to his brother Tim. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting at a table with them, and they're like, hey, there's something behind this. God's doing something behind this movie. Mm-hmm. Then we got funded in 2016. Chris Dowling came on to direct and kind of polished up, tweaked, and condensed the script, and we were off and running. But, Tim and Robbie Tebow told me, they said, hey, we've seen close to, 50 scripts, Jake. And this story about two brothers encouraging one another to go for their dreams, they said it just resonated so much with them that Robbie truly felt called to the movie, and then Tim came on board right after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that Robbie was in many ways the front man in this and bringing his brother to the front of this. And, when you think about it, I mean, for them to say that they get scripts all the time, I think very few people understood that, Tim and Robbie were even interested in the movie business.
Well, that's what's interesting is I don't think Ted really was. You know, Robbie always kind of had this passion for making movies. Didn't really know how to jump into the business, you know. But their biggest mindset, their biggest goal is just to impact people's lives. You know, Robbie told me the very first time I ever spoke to him on the phone, it was like a two-hour conversation.
Wow.
He said, Jake, Timmy and I look for vehicles that can make an impact around the world to encourage people, and we think Run the Race is one of those vehicles. And he said, man, you need to come out to L.A. and meet Timmy.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm on the plane. Let's go. Let's make this happen.
Sign me up.
So this is, you see, this is the first of many enterprises, you know, as they continue their interests, particularly Robbie, in the movie business then.
100%. I actually talked to Robbie last night for close to 3 hours. We were just talking about new movie ideas, scripts that we have that are ready to go, and just kind of where we feel God leading us to try to pursue the next one and to tell a good story that, you know, moves people.
Right. Well, you enjoyed some great success with this movie, Run the Race. You know, update our audience, you know, because for some, this may be the first time they see the movie, and that's great when they see it at home. And so give them a quick synopsis of Run the Race.
Right. So Run the Race is about two brothers growing up in a little small town. They're kind of growing up on their own. Their mom has passed away from cancer when they were little. Their dad's kind of a runaway drunk because of that. And you have these two high schoolers that are about to graduate high school, trying to get out of this small town and trying to go for their dreams, and they're up against the world. So they're looking at, like, football scholarships, track scholarships, and they're just, you know, up against it. But the really cool aspect of the movie is that one brother believes in God and one doesn't. And so you see these two brothers love each other, support each other no matter what, but they have two completely different worldviews, and that makes for a very, very interesting finale. So.
And Jake, I like how you treated this theme of Run the Race in showing what's possible when you run to instead of from the love of God in this case.
100%, and that's the kind of the mantra that is kind of buried in this film. It's not preachy. It's not on the nose. It's not corny. It's just real authentic kids going for their dreams, and they're figuring out if they run after God and they get him and they have everything they need no matter what happens to them. And that's the cool point of this movie. So we're super excited to have it come out on Blu-ray and DVD May 21st.
Right. And you got an all-star cast. I mean, the cast that you were able to assemble here is quite stellar. I mean, let's talk about two Heisman Trophy winners, right?
Right, yeah. So it was super cool. So Tim's in it, does a cameo. You know, we needed a scout for the movie, and we were shooting in Birmingham, Alabama, and Robbie said, hey, why don't we call Eddie George? He lives up the road in Nashville.
Right.
They gave him a call, and he said, I'll do it. So he drove down, and he was the scout. Now, we didn't tell him he was going to be in Florida Gator gear until he got there, so we kind of slow-played that one.
Right.
But he was marvelous. He was great. And then other, you know, household names like Michael T. Williamson, who was Bubba and Forrest Gump, who, you know, who was played in Offenses and was Denzel Washington's brother a year or so back. And then Francis Fisher, so Michael T. plays the coach. And then Francis Fisher plays kind of their godmother. And, you know, of course, she was an Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood. She was Kate Winslet's mom in Titanic. So we've got some heavyweights that really carried us. And then we have Mario Van Peebles as the pastor.
Right, exactly. Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, good fun to have, you know, and, you know, this kind of talent. And, of course, you know, here's Tim. He's got, oh, we need an actor. Well, yeah, Eddie George, I hear it. He's on my speed dial. We just call him.
Exactly right. He's like, yeah, we just did a Heisman Nissan commercial last week. Let me see if he's available this week.
So. That's hysterical. Well, Jake, you know, for you as a co-writer, and as you mentioned early on, you know, this was, you know, quite a project. I mean, you know, this wasn't something you just took on and in a couple of months, you know, Shazam, here it is. I mean, this was a 12-year journey for you. So the culmination of this 12-year journey and, you know, to run the race and now going to home entertainment, I mean, do you, like, pinch yourself and say, thank you, God?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was super cool to hear that once Walmart saw the film. They loved it so much, and they thought it was perfect for just an awesome family audience that they got the rights to have an exclusive release for the very first month. And so we were just blown away by this. So on May 21st, when our DVD and Blu-ray come out, it's really only going to be in Walmart stores for the very first month, and that's it.
Wow.
But then after that, you know, in June 18, we'll be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we're super excited to have them as a partner, May 21st in Walmart.
Well, that's awesome. Jake, what is it about this story, about this, the two brothers, that connects with so many people?
Well, I think, honestly, there's just not a whole lot of movies out there just about brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, some of the good ones over time are like Stand By Me and A River Runs Through It, you know, you kind of have a brother
right.
aspect in Shawshank Redemption. There's just not a whole lot of movies that just focus on brothers growing up and being there for one another. And then so whether you relate to the brother a role you know, maybe you're a godmother that takes care of kids, maybe you've had a football coach that was kind of like a surrogate dad, I think everybody can relate to some character in this movie. And it just encourages them and inspires them to encourage and inspire somebody else.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope people take away from this movie?
I want them to walk away, and like you said a second ago, I want them to run after God a little bit more right after they watch this film than they did the day before. And I want them to investigate Jesus. I want them to investigate their life. I want them to kind of say, okay, what character relates to me and how would I handle that situation if I was that character? I just want them to just do a reset button on their life and just ask themselves what's really important and what should I run after?
Right. Jake, I got to imagine for you with the relationship that you continue to develop with the Tebows that, you know, I sense this chemistry and synergy of mission that has come together between the three and also, you know, with Chris and others on the team here that I see you guys working together for a long time down the road. What do you think?
100%. Chris Dowling is amazing. He's an awesome, great guy. And when we're all together, like with Robbie, it's, I mean, like, it feels like a bunch of brothers in one room. I have five brothers here in Texas. So Timmy and Robbie. Yeah, so with Tim and Robbie, I just feel like I got two more. And Chris Dowling is the same way. Just great guys who really are mission-minded and really want to help people and encourage people. And so it's a lot of fun when we get together. And I just hope and pray that the Lord gives us more time and more stories to tell.
Amen. Well, May 21st, that's the big date. Tim Tebow's Run the Race, which had a stellar run at the box office, is now coming to home entertainment and available May 21st at a Walmart near you, right?
Absolutely, brother.
Jay McIntyre, producer and co-writer of the movie. Jake, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Bill, always a pleasure. Enjoyed it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.